informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator, and he joins us every Thursday, often to preview a meeting, but there's no meeting today. Again, Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Hey, great to have you. Okay, not that I want to be the guy who's saying what we ought to have is more government meetings, but it does seem like we have had not many in the last couple of months. Is this different from the normal mid to late summer schedule, or?
Yeah, it's a bit different. I think there's been some FAT conferences, some NACO conferences, some things in Washington, just some scheduling things with the commissioners and family things. And so we kind of fell into a summertime schedule, I believe, is what I would call it. But I think you'll see us ramp back up as we move into the fall.
All right, so we're going to have a 9-hour meeting the next time around. Is that what it is?
No, we don't do that. We don't do that over here.
I understand. Oh, I got that. All right. Hey, a couple of little things that I thought were interesting. One, and maybe not little for the people that it affects, but Santa Rosa Island Authority is gotten what, one phase of advancement on about a $2.3 million FEMA grant. What's this all about?
It's to elevate 10 homes to elevate them up on pylons, if you will. And just flood mitigation. It's a flood mitigation grant is what it is. And so, there's a match that comes in that's usually paid by the leaseholder. And then the grant covers the rest. So it did move on to the next level of review, which is a good sign. It's typically a good sign, a positive sign. But the FEMA has also said, well, there's a lot of things going on right now. We may need to take a step back for the moment and just see how things shake out. But we're still optimistic about it. Elevating 10 homes, mitigating that flood hazard, it's a good thing.
So this is just, make sure I'm clear about, this is to take homes that are currently at ground level and to put them on stilts?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. And again, it's a FEMA grant that would require the owners to match. So it's not, we're not spending money on this. This is just SRI's got the money coming in from somewhere else. I appreciate that. I saw this note that you guys put out yesterday, maybe the day before, that Brentwood Park is closing. For those who don't know, this is the park sort of south and west of the intersection of Brent and U.S. 29. Some people think of it as the homeless park, the park next to the church across the road from the homeless facility that Mike Kimbrell operates. But I assume this is in preparation for the construction for the new tax collector's building and all that. Is that right?
That is what it is. Yeah, we're going to start that construction. We're on a tight timeline. I got to say that Rob Hogan and facilities there has done a fantastic job driving this project through design. Again, we are on a tight timeline because the current lease on W Street will run out about the same time, close to the same time this building is supposed to be ready. So we're going to be driving hard, and we're going to get this thing built. I think it's going to be a great facility for the area. It's not just going to be a tax collector's office. It's going to have a meeting room. It will still have some green space and playground equipment. And we're looking for that to really transform that area right there.
I guess I did not realize that W Street was going to be closing. That's the sort of the reason that they needed to move, is because that facility is not available anymore to them?
Yeah, the lease is running out, and there's some things like HVAC and AC units, some other things that if we remain there, even though we wouldn't own the building, we would be responsible to replace all of those things.
Oh, okay.
And plus, I think Mr. Lunsford wants the, he's very on the cutting edge with the services that he provides, and I think he's looking for just a new modified state-of-the-art building where he can serve the citizens a little bit better, a little bit more efficiently, and he's always striving hard to do that. But yeah, that we'll be closing W Street and moving into the new building.
And the Brentwood Park, that was yesterday to close down, or today closes down?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. So how did that go? I mean, that's a very used park by the homeless population in that vicinity. I mean, very used, like tents and stuff often. Or, and people do their feedings there and all of that.
Well, I haven't heard anything negative.
Okay.
Haven't heard anything positive, but I haven't heard anything negative. But, we'll work with those folks, and we're not going to haul them to jail or anything like that, but they will have to disperse from that area in order for construction to move forward.
Okay, all right. Wes, one of the things that had come up in a recent meeting, I don't remember whether it got voted on or whether it's just kind of we're going to work on this, but was a floating structure ordinance for the county. What's this all about? The mention had been that there was some law enforcement concerns in connection with this as well.
Yeah, so this is going to be different than what we call derelict vessels. Derelict vessels has its own process. But we really don't have a process for what we call floating structures or houseboats. I guess the one that gets used the most, for example, and I guess because it gets seen the most, is if you're at the Oar House and your restaurant and you look across the bio there, you'll see a big, looks like a houseboat, a huge houseboat. Well, it's been floating there for years, actually, and can't seem to get any movement, can't seem to make any contact with anybody because they're not registered. They don't have, you know, registration numbers on the side or anything like that. So what this ordinance will let us do is try to locate the owners, and we'll tag that vessel or tag that structure. And then in 21 days or so, if no action's been taken by the owner, then that will allow us to step in and take action to remove the structure.
So this is like...
And it's about making the waterways a little bit safer.
Yes, this is like creating the legal foundation for taking action that you guys don't currently have. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You can't just, I don't know, maybe in the middle of the night inadvertently connect a couple of boats with some tow lines and take care of the problem. No, I guess it doesn't work that way, right?
Well, I'm surprised somebody swam out there and started living on it, quite honestly.
Right. Wait, why are you leaving, Candy? Have you had any follow-up conversation with, REAP about the lodges, about the funding structure? I know this was a very Band-Aid stopgap measure that the board passed last time around when they were saying that they were basically in a financial crisis, going to shut down without the help. The county or the city, you know, trying to work on this as well. Any follow-up on that yet?
My staff has been in contact with them. They've had some meetings. And we're trying to work with Salvation Army to see if they can lower that rent. You know, it's over $5,000 a month, or right at $5,000 a month. And so it's a lot of money, I think, for a nonprofit to pay in rent. But you know, Salvation Army wants an appraisal done on the building and on the area there, and then they'll talk about maybe lowering the rent some. But that's no guarantee. That's just the efforts that we're taking to try to move the needle a little bit.
All right. I know there was, you know, the sheriff's office had sent a high water rescue vehicle out to the beach yesterday because of, you know, some surge in connection with Adalia. And then, of course, we found out the Gulf Islands closed down Fort Pickens, 399. That's back open now. And also Opal Beach. But anything else on that or impacts from the water on the beach yesterday?
Well, there was a few. Avenida 23 on the sound side, the water was pushed in. When the bay is the outfall and the bay rises up and pushes in, it does create some problems in different places. And I would say there were no surprises yesterday about the areas that had water, the areas that you would expect to have water, those are the ones that had it. But once the bay pushes back out, it recedes pretty quickly.
Okay, all right. And it's still just hard for me to fathom. This was surge push from Adalia all the way over at Big Bend. Just water's got to go somewhere, and it came all the way over here. Is that right?
Yeah, we had about a 1.6-foot surge is what we had. And then, you know, it also caused the bay to rise up.
Yeah. Huh, okay. All right. It just seems it's hard to, you know, kind of in my brain to put that together because it was so far away. But, you know, water's got to go somewhere. Very good. Oh, if Lessing, any updates on OLF-8? I know this is something that's kind of been, you know, constantly haggling back and forth, but any progress on that front?
We were supposed to hear back something with a counteroffer last week. Well, then last week, we've not heard or seen anything like that, of that nature yet.
This is from Horton?
Alton and I were just talking about that yesterday. Yeah, from Horton.
Okay.
No new news here at the moment.
Okay. All right. Very good. Wes Moreno, he is our county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do to keep things moving. And I look forward to the 12-hour meeting coming up next time around. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, now. We'll see you.